Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This five-liner brew has been brought to you by our friends and partners at BinFew, MXS Solutions, Shop Smart Autos, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, and Fixed Ops Digital. If you want to team up with the podcast or you just want more of the brew, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
What's going on?
Let's go,
guys and car gals. Welcome to the cafe. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
And you are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. And we are excited about the guest that we have in here today. He's not so much just a guest, but he's become family.
Oh,
he's
man.
Somebody that we consider a brother, and we're rocking some of the sayings that they say down there in Louisiana. So help us out today. Tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share.
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 Share. Share. Share. Let's go. Get it out there. Let's go. I'm over here sharing right now. I've got it out to a bunch of groups. Get out there and keep sharing this out because we got a great message. We got somebody who really started with one car on the lot and has built it up to something that's magnificent. And his goals are just getting bigger and bigger every month. And he's putting more work in every month to become the number one pre-owned dealership in the South, the best destination to buy a pre-owned car. And I'm telling you, they are. Not only do they sell vehicles, they sell everything that moves.
Got wheels,
yeah. If it moves, they can sell it.
If you get a loan on it, they can put it in your driveway. They can put it in your garage. They can put it in your shed. Whatever the case is, they can find a way to make sure that you get delivered something that's going to help you with a transportation problem.
That's right.
But really, there is so much that's just punched into this pack and this brew. I'm telling you, he's not just a great car guy. He's an incredible coffee connoisseur who has been giving us lessons.
Yeah, had to tell me.
Right? The car guys, the coffee car guys. You guys can't get our name right, but we are the car guys
in
the
industry
that are so much about our coffee, and he has been giving us some serious lessons to make sure that we deliver it for our ladies, making sure that we step up our game in every aspect. But he's a great individual that has some history with us now. We've become brothers. We are now finding a way to continue to impact not just communities, but the industry. You might have seen him if you went out to Vegas at a time or two. Maybe if you were, I don't know, we were kind of headlining out there in Vegas.
I mean, you guys see it right there.
Right there to the far left.
Cool, looking cool with his hat and his shades. That's my guy right there. Absolutely.
Louisiana. Man, he is so special to each and every one of us, but we want to make sure that the industry gets the opportunity to meet this incredible solution
that
is brewing with us today. So make sure that you keep passing it around. Make sure that you make him welcome. The one, the only the Motor City Madman himself, Jean-Paul Guidry.
Let's go.
How do you live up to that introduction, man? I'm like, whoa, man. All of a sudden, I'm on a building in Vegas and catching gators, and man, guys, I'm so honored to be here, and those words are absolutely unbelievable, but it's people like you that bring that stuff out of other people. It's man, you and Fred are the best, man. I really appreciate all that y'all have done for me and the dealership and helping change lives, man. You've changed a lot of these salespeople's lives by showing them the reverse engineering. I'm honored to be friends. Like you said, We're family. I love it.
I don't get really sensitive a lot, I'll be honest with you, but that just really kind of like means more than you could ever imagine right there, dude. Like, seriously, thank you so much for saying that. We are honored to have you here. Knowing your story, knowing you is what makes us love you even more, man. You're somebody that has a great, great look at life because of your experiences, man. And you share it with your kids, you share it with your wife and so many others. And right there behind him, you see it says driven by community, and you're getting so much more into your community. You've always been a big part of that community. Now you're becoming more because more of a platform to give, man. And we're excited to tell people how you got that platform, where you were from, how that happened, man. I'm pumped up about this show today, Lou. Let's go.
Oh man, so beyond excited to have you on the show and just jamming with you. Anytime that we get the chance to get together with a solutionary like JP, we are getting better in all aspects, physically, with our coffee, with our car game, with our communication, with all that, with our spelling. There's so much to learn.
The way we make it happen.
Make it happen.
Happen.
And there is. There's so much that's in here. And car guys, car gals, this five liner is seriously packed with So much good stuff, because Jean-Paul comes from all over inside of his understanding of this industry. He has teamed up with some of the best in the industry. You know our brother, Glenn Lundy.
That's
an 800%er, and he's one of the OGs, originals, one of the ones that helped put it on the map right there on the head, right? Representing, tattooed on the arm still.
Oh, I can't get it down.
It's coming around. Listen, folks, 800 Club is no joke. It is a, it's a great place to be, to get together with some of the greatest people in this industry and learn and grow together and encourage each other and share each other's secrets. Because it doesn't matter how big your dealership is, how small it is, you have something to give. You're doing something different that someone else is not, that's working. Share it, but then take a piece of what everyone else is doing to grow even more. And that's what you're doing with 800 Club. And Glenn, man, got to love what he's doing. I love Glenn Lundy. Tons of love to him. Mad praise.
Yeah, no, it's a game changer. Once you start learning the principles of life, this stuff isn't taught. I went to college for 7 years and all this other stuff, but none of this is taught. Like, it's how to build each other and faith. And a lot of these principles are probably taught more in church than in school. And I think it's so important that you learn these principles on. You have to teach other people. You have to help them if you want to be helped in return. And Glenn Lundy has brought me to the knowledge that it takes to gain that culture. But I didn't really need to have, and am I allowed to use that word? I'm sorry. I didn't really have to need that culture word that much. But as you get so many employees, it's so important that you just are a good person and you become empathetic towards other people and you just help everybody. Make sure that you
love that.
Everyone around you. It's been great, man. It's been an awesome journey. I've been with him for a few years now, and the things that I've learned from him, from you guys, it's totally amazing. Of course, some of the things we're familiar with, but you know, the next question is, are you doing it?
Come on, tell us about it, right?
Yeah. Man, I want to do that. Yeah, are you doing it? No. Yeah, dude, all day long. And
that's
look, I got to tell you, like, being...
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be a part of Team VinQ. Solutions they have been brewing to help you own more vehicles, manage, merchandise, and advertise those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealers in the market. They are 100% CGC approved, and when you visit them at VinQ.com, you will see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why. Team VinQ, let's brew!
The boss for 18 years. You become a little, you need a boss. And I like when being told, you know, that I really need to pick it up and like, because you're that guy. But when you are accountable to other people, like I'm accountable to Lou and Fred, like Lou and Fred's like, dude, what are you doing? This is, you have the most epic place. We need more. You need to triple down. And I'm like, I don't want to let you guys down. Like it's, we're doing great. But the more we're able to do, which I've accepted, is the more that we're able to help our community. Like,
man,
seriously, that kicks in and you really find your, like, this is why I'm here. Like you're watching your employees buy houses and dude, it's just,
For real.
Love that. And man, and I can't wait because, you know, one of our big questions in the middle is just about that topic. And we're going to dig really deep into that some more. And I'm excited to dig deep here right now with JP. But before we do anything, before we go any further, you know the drill. JP knows this drill. We got to drop the F-bombs, right?
F-bombs all over the place, everybody. And all right. Make sure that as we do that together, we say it loud and proud to forgive, focus, and fly so that we can keep growing. If you're getting this on the drive, go ahead and put one hand on it. But let's get ready to do the motions together. Hands on the shoulders one time. On three. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus.
Woo. And fly.
And keep growing.
That's right. That's right. We have a few people, some love out there. We got a Facebook user saying, my heroes. We have Michael Mills.
Michael Mills is my boy, man. That's a good dude.
He's been nothing but honorable to us. Yeah. We honor that guy so much. Hey, Brian Ortega.
Oh, Brian.
Man, what's up?
We also have somebody that's given some love for you being the pickleball ambassador.
That's right. Hey.
Oh, man. You two guys know that.
We did not. And you are. You're a heck of an ambassador. You've put the sport in our hearts. No doubt. We'll talk about that some more. We got Rachel in here.
I love you, baby.
Watching from the lunchroom. Love it.
That's right. Matt Damos. The incredible, the one, the only Matt Damos, our greatest mentor.
Hey, Matt,
one of my first mentors. Matt, ton, you guys amazing guy.
To connect on.
Oh,
Sanjay, what's up, bro? Love that dude.
Yeah, me too. Great guy.
So much to talk about.
Great people. Thank you all for joining in. Thank you for the comments. Keep commenting down there.
Yes,
showing the love. Everybody knows JP deserves it. Let him know what's up. That he's a caffeinated guy doing some amazing things out there. Solutionary all day. 800% heart of gold. I love it. Let's make it happen, man. Let's grow, like they say right here. Let's go. Right?
That's right.
So thumbs up, man. Let's get this.
I love how Sunji's probably on there looking at her. Sunji's probably on there looking at our logos, like, man, I need to help these guys.
Yeah. Probably, no doubt, right?
He's
a genius. Man. He's great at what he does, man. No doubt about it. Shout out to you, my friend. But you know, these five questions, man, they mean a lot. They tell a little more of a story about how you are. And why you are, right? So let's start with the why, as a matter of fact, right?
Let's get that out there.
What is your why? What drives you, JP, every single day? And man, I know you get up early. You're talking 3:33 on the average. You're out grinding. You take one day to sleep in. That's your Wednesday. Every other day, you're crushing it. You're out.
We know you're loving the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at Fixed Ops Digital and how they're automotive's premier service marketing and technology company. They're not only proud sponsors of this show, but can be your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs. Servicing dealerships throughout the US and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue. If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go ahead and reach out to our friends at Fixed Ops Digital at fixedopsdigital.com. Back to
out the gym, you're doing your workouts, you're doing your devotionals, you're doing some big things. What drives you to do that every single day?
So learning to embrace what's tough. That's how being in business is. To be able to wake up that morning and the beautiful thoughts that come out. I'd love to give Glenn credit on that, but I've been doing that since I was 18 years old. We've been blessed in our community to have one of the greatest gyms around. It's called Red to Rails. I bring Fred and Lou over there all the time for them to get schooled. But my why is my why. I don't know. It started and it evolved. It's like I've been asking, everyone has asked me that question throughout the years. And at the beginning, the why was because we want the money. But no, it's really when you figure it out and you buy all the ridiculous things that you thought you wanted and you don't get nowhere near the satisfaction of helping other people. I mean, you could throw all this other stuff away. Like when stuff like that happens and you realize, like, because later in life, you start realizing your whys. At the beginning, it's because I want a sports car and this and that. But towards the end, you're not going to be remembered by any of that stuff. You're going to be remembered by what you did for other people. And don't wait your entire life to be able to understand that. So my why is to help others and feel really good about it. And I want to create a legacy for my family. I want to create a generational shift. Mm-hmm. I want to retrain how people treat each other. And look, I was guilty of it. And no doubt. Like I was a clown. When you really learn how to love and appreciate each other, it's beautiful. Like it was really icky for me in the beginning, but right. when you really, really learn how to love each other, it's pretty sweet. Like, especially my wife. My wife taught me a lot of this stuff and she's absolutely amazing. My boys, it's like they see you and what you do. And I think that's what drives me, man. It's like I want them to be able to do the things that I'm learning to do now. You know, there was a generational shift and I do give credit to all the people that I've surrounded myself with over the last few years. It's absolutely phenomenal. And my wife, I'll give my wife a lot of credit. So
absolutely, absolutely.
That is the number one partner inside of your life to do what it is that you're doing. Of course, we're going to credit the incredible, the one and only Rachel Guidry. She is a phenomenon when it comes to blowing my mind on what you can do with an egg and a piece of toast. Oh my goodness, she's marked me forever there too. You got us with pickleball. She caught me about some eggs and a piece. Yeah. And in that, again, we've become family. We've had experiences now together, man, across the country, including this one right here. Look, seeing that. That's a solutionary wife with some solutionaries right there in Vegas, having some fun at Digital Dealer this past year, because we had the opportunity to let Jean-Paul share some of his solutionary juice out there with other people in the industry, and also rub elbows with some of the awesome people that are doing big things. But we had a great, great experience out there. But she is also a big, big part of why it is that, one, we love all of Motor City out there, because she is grafted.
Egg in
that,
a hat, by the right? way.
It, no, it has many names, folks.
She calls it egg in a hat.
She calls it egg in a
hat. That's what
she
served you, my friend.
She called it egg in a hat. That's
cheers to you, Rachel. Thank you.
The fam top. That's right. Now, but with that, again, she's somebody that we absolutely honor and we adore that we have that, because that's another piece of you. That's another piece of what it is that we get with the actual solutionary that is Jean-Paul. And your family, and goodness, car guys, car gals, seriously, he has young men that are working in the detail department, putting their face on the camera as the voice of the dealership. And this ain't new. They ain't new to this. They are true to this. They've been doing this since they were little tiny tadpoles doing their thing, right? Just kind of coming in with their cute little voice. Now they're the guys that are out there, almost a face of the dealership, coming in now, coming into themselves, seeing what it is that this industry has for them. And it's awesome that they have somebody like you to show them the way, to go the way with them, right? And then to continue getting better. The thing that we didn't point out yet, everybody, is that Jean-Paul's solutionary gift is taking in all of these things, unifying them into something that works for them. Again, he's teamed up with Glenn Lundy. He's teamed up with us. He's teamed up with other greats in the industry and learning from all them to create the special sauce that is down there in Louisiana, inside of Lafayette, making big things happen. But there is legacy involved. So much of that, that you don't want to end with you. You don't want to end with your current sales team. You don't want it to end even with your sons. But in that, there's been many things that brought you to where you are now. So because you are as educated as you are, been to school for 7 years, higher level learning, found yourself in the car business, by selling the one car that you had, that was the ride home, everybody. That wasn't just the one car on the lot. That was the car, right?
Yeah.
That they had.
He sold it, literally, that one, right? And I love the story. Yeah. We've seen the picture. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And it's a story that needs to be told and needs to be heard about. I think a lot of people think it's impossible to do something like that. Oh, there's no way I can do that. You can, but you got to be somebody who's got to be willing to put the work in. The thing that separates JP from the average person out there is the type of work that he puts in. He's not scared to put it in. He's not scared to wake up an hour before you to put that extra hour in that you can't get in. He's like Kobe Bryant. He's going to be there to show you that. And he does it. And he does it so well. It's not to show off. It's because when you build those habits and you put those times in is when you do separate yourself from others, when you do grow beyond and you become an example, like he said, to his kids. Mm-hmm. I love that, man. And it's true. Like, I think about that all the time. I think about what would my son think I'm doing right now? Would he think I'm lazy? If he was sitting next to me right at this moment, would he think I'm a lazy guy, or would he think that I'm somebody that's like impressive? Right. I want to make sure that he thinks I'm impressive, because I want him to be impressive, right? Why do I put expectations on him if I can't put expectations on myself? And that's it's a two-way street there. So you got to do that, my friends. Accountability is massive. And why JP is so successful is that he has self-accountability, but he also reaches for more accountability. Right. And that's what he's talking about, like his mentors and things. And we'll get into that.
We will. We're going to hit some of those.
Oh, man.
But we want to know. So, Jean-Paul, with all of that education and with all this legacy, that you're doing it like this has been something you had passed down to you. But what is it that actually brought you to automotive?
Basically, I got into the business when I was 17 years old, waiting to turn 18 to be a salesperson at a Ford dealership in my hometown of Brobridge. I started right out of high school. I always enjoyed cars. My passion for cars is unbelievable. So I used to work in all these different places, and I started working really hard when I was 11 or 12. It was just the way that my parents raised me. I come from two very hardworking people, especially my mom and my dad. They instilled that with me. Like he would volunteer us to do the most tedious things you could possibly imagine. So when it was time to like work, this was like, wait, that's it? Yeah, no problem. But that definitely comes from your parents. And then
absolutely.
And then it's just carried on through your life. I started at 17, worked at a Ford dealership, went to another Ford dealership. I learned from so many great car people, some what to do, some what not to do, how to treat people, how not to treat people. And it's really developing your own style. Some of the people I worked for were just some of the greatest people ever. And I had the privilege of working for so many different people. I always wanted to emulate those great people and what made them great. Some of these people, you really, of course, they're not posting pictures or doing anything to show what they do. But when I was at the funeral for a couple of these guys, and the people came out the woodwork. Yeah. It was transported my kids to the hospital. It was so. I know that we skipped over a bunch of things. I started selling at 17, jumped dealerships until I found my own style. Worked at an independent, opened this place up when I was 24 years old.
Woo!
Yeah,
it was my 24 year old with a lot of guts there.
24 years old.
I didn't have a dollar to my name. I always sold cars. It was an accounting 301 project at school. Figured that if I can sell 10, that I'd probably make a pretty good living. And I didn't have any money to lose, so I didn't lose any money. It was literally impossible. So like y'all were saying with the one car, man, we rented the building. Everybody's kind of looking at me, including myself, like, what did you just do? You have one car and the building is absolutely horrific. And I got out the car, I got a paintbrush, I started painting it and parked where I could kind of see the car, that one car I had for sale, and I'm painting the building. And finally, like 3 days later, I'm still painting the building. Somebody pulls up and buys that car. And then I go get me two more cars. So seriously, and then I started convincing people to do consignments. I convinced some other used car dealers that they don't want to be used car dealers anymore. So I convinced them to go out of business and bring me their inventory and we'll do a 50-50 split on their stuff. The next thing you know, I'm sitting on 60 cars, man, like in 4 months after, because I was the worker. I didn't mind. I'm like, I'm the hustler. I'm going to sell your stuff. You don't want to do this anymore. You're complaining all the time. Yeah. Bring me all your stuff. I'll even take your employees, man. Like, when you start to learn that half of something is twice as much as half of nothing,
hey,
dude, you don't have to be selfish. You treat people right. You have integrity. These guys trusted me with a.
When you get registered on the ShopSmart Autos dealer directory, it has no cost, no credit card, and no commitment. You'll receive 12 free months of ShopSmart Autos VIN history reporting. That's a simple click giving you daily wholesale, retail values, days on market, market price, accident, service, and repair history. Great for spotting trades or buying at the auction. Listen, you can try it for free for 1 year and you'll never pay high prices for vehicle histories again. You can check them out at ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com. That's ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com.
A lot of inventory and a lot of things. And as I sold their stuff and did 50-50 splits, it's my building. It was our facility, so once you get enough money after that, you buy your own cars and then you keep that. And then look, man, these other people have to benefit one way or another. If you got money guys, you've got different type of people that can buy in, but it's easier than some people think to, I say it's easy. Like the first few years are pretty rough. So if you could survive that, you could survive anything. But from day one, I've been blessed, and I being married, being structured, getting up really early and working hard. If you're going to gamble on anyone, it might as well be yourself, man.
Go on with it.
I love that statement. If you're going to gamble on anybody, gamble on yourself. Yes, go all in. And we've had some great people comment since we've been sitting here. We got Justin Searle says, great stuff. I love the one car story. And I did too when I heard that. I thought it was great. And I love the smile you had on your face when you told us that story.
Because, I need a picture.
And then you're like, dude, I didn't know what I was going to do. I just did it. And I love that.
The guess is that he knew to take a picture then and he still has it. It's literally, it's still. Like he was so far ahead. What we're all now, we got to really work people to at least get the picture. You know what I mean? And he
did it. Y'all did see, I couldn't even afford a sign that I had to use a sign from another car dealership to put on the wall. Like, I couldn't, I didn't even have money to buy like a Motor City sign. Like, so I had to use a sign that he upgraded just to put it on the wall, dude, to get started. Like,
I love it. I love it. We got Doug Thurston, and that's, we have it coming in. We got a lot of comments dropping right now. And Doug, he writes JP Juice, that's right? Second comment. But then he comments right after he said, you said this gamble comment. He writes, I've gambled every time I've gotten in a car with JP. I'll tell you what, JP, make sure that the car operates the way it's supposed to operate. 100%. It's very safe, I promise.
JP don't drive slow cars.
No.
I like to go fast, man. You know that.
It's listen, all the time, man. Bruce Miller was the one earlier. He made a comment. He said, hey, he said something to us earlier. But yeah, no, there's people just dropping all kinds of really great stuff in here. And I appreciate you guys.
Loving the testimony.
Loving it. That. Powerful testimonial. Yes, Chris Logan says, dat dude.
Chris Logan, dude. That's right. My boy.
That's right. Dad, dude. I love it. And he is that dude. He's that guy. He's that person that you can lean into. JP, he's very humble in a lot of ways. I'm going to tell you, he really always says, oh, I don't know. And no, he knows a lot, a whole lot. 18 years of being an owner and doing it through the way he's done it is phenomenal. A lot of stuff. He could write probably 10 books on how to do things. I'm telling you, that's how powerful this mind is.
And 20 books on how not to do things.
Hey, those are the books people but those are the ones that everybody needs to probably read, right? Hey, those are a little bit harder, right? But the fact of the matter is you are, man. But through the ways, you've turned into a mentor to so many. As an owner, everyone that works there looks up to you as their mentor. And you've been able to do that. But like I said, you get pouring from other people. Who have been some of the greatest mentors in your life up to this point?
Oh my goodness. So I was telling y'all about like one of the dealers, he was actually a biologist and his name was Robert Tron. And that was the guy that everybody got up during his funeral. And God, it was a country club, man. He was definitely one of the most reputable guys I've ever met. Integrity, a man of God. He was just such a beautiful person. But I've learned so much from so many different people. Like I said earlier, you got to figure out who you want to be and who you don't want to be. I've learned so much by some of these dealers that, man, that's a hard one. Glenn's definitely a mentor of mine, Glenn Lundy. We all know that. And a lot of the dealers that he has, man, Alex Flores is absolutely amazing. They have all phenomenal people that we're surrounded by. I've had the honor to hang out with Patrick Abad and Brad Wise. And these guys are epic. And it's not only people like that's people in the industry, but there are just some phenomenal people out there, period. And man, don't wait till you're old to figure this out. Like, just have to be an absolute great person. Find that person, become a pillar to your society. Like, I'm like, how does this bridge stuff work, or how you're named after these buildings? And later in life you realize, like, wow, that's a legacy, man. You really went out there and bought a $20 million park to put on the side of my house. And like, these guys are awesome. Like, so, man, I would love to be something like that. Like, after to display the hard work and give it away in front of my kids, so they don't really fall back on anything, and let them start with one car.
Come on. I love that, man. That's powerful.
Speaking of love out there for you, there's one of those mentors,
Glenn Lundy.
There he is.
And what up, brother? Yeah, man, no doubt.
Dude, Glenn Lundy's the godfather, man. He's the godfather of the 800% club.
That's right.
For us to even consider plotting and putting tattoos on us and stuff, dude, things are getting serious.
I love that, right? And that's what it's about. And that's a powerful thing to know that that's your growth, that's your commitment. And I love that. And I'm excited to see all that kind of things happening. I see what Glenn's doing. We absolutely echo everything that he's talking about. We shout it out to the clouds, and we let everybody know that this is the right way to do business. 800% club all day. Shout out to that.
Yes,
sir. Dealers out there, if you're looking for an edge up, reach out. Learn. See if that's a place for you. I could tell you it could be for you, and you could bring a lot of value yourself. So get in there. Start growing. Just get 800%.
That's right.
Let's
Right. Keep growing.
And I tell you what, 800% club is CGC approved. No doubt about 100%. It. 100%. So we love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So with that, there is those lessons that you get from the mentors that some people have to go through some lessons in order to find themselves in a position where they get the chance to talk to a Glenn Lundy, to talk to a Jean-Paul Guidry, to talk to the subprime hero, the car guy, and all these other great people that are out there making things happen and trying to pour into others. But we didn't get here because of the easy road. We didn't get here because there's no challenges. There's no shots that you take on the chin, right? You can write volumes about what not to do, right? But inside of that, what would be the one hardest lesson that you've had to learn growing into the man that you are today?
Where do I start with that one?
Oh, yeah. Hold him up, folks. Let's go.
He is a popular guy.
He is. He is.
Man, I do apologize about that. I wasn't really sure how to turn it off on my Mac, but can you repeat that question real quick?
What was... And for a tip on that, everybody, if your cell phone is connected to your Mac and such, just throw on the do not disturb. It might work, depending if it's all fused together. With that said, the question out there for all you solutionaries that want to know about the incredible solutionary that's in here right now, from you, with all the lessons that you learned, all the mentors that you've had,
yeah, man,
all of the shots on the chin, all the volumes and volumes of lessons or things not to do to grow that you could write, what has been your hardest lesson?
See, these aren't the questions you told me that you were going to ask. Y'all are trying to trick me.
Of course.
Hardest lessons? Just be a nice guy. I don't know. It comes back. Like, help everybody. Don't unconditionally give. What the hardest lesson? The hardest lesson. Ooh, where do I start?
I know, right? It is. There's so many lessons that we all have to go through, and some dig deeper than others.
It's. I'm not even gonna go there, man. Like it's. I don't think people take your advice when you give it. It's like, let me tell you, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. Oh no, they go. Yeah, they like to go and jump into it and make all the mistakes that I made. But the hardest lessons is hire people smarter than you to figure things out and do what you're good at, man. Surround yourself with some of the best people. And dude, that's the puzzle. Like, don't struggle with people that are not, don't have that moral compass that you have. Like, it's just get really good people, show them how to feed their families and make a great living and treat them right. And I think that's where it's all at, man. It's surrounding yourself with the right people, getting all that negativity out, being positive to others. Cause when you give it, it comes back. It's beautiful. And when you give negativity, it comes back. It's horrible. So people are going to be responsive to whatever you bring them. So bring joy. Like it's reciprocating situation. Whenever we hooked up with all the people now, like I don't have those people in my life anymore. I'm surrounded by these people nationwide from this Rising Grind crew. And we're having like, thank you, by the way, y'all too, for those great news meetings. Isn't it great? Dude, it's life's great. Shoot. And
it is.
You have a choice. Why be miserable? Like, dude, we have the greatest times ever. And it's so awesome. And man, it's so awesome building each other and being grateful for each other.
Amen.
And wow. How will we ever the other way is what I want to know.
Right. It's crazy. It is crazy. And we have so many, dude, two of my biggest mentors right now. I got Matt Damos talking about his hardest lesson is don't step over a dollar to pick up a dime. Love that. Then we got Glenn. Glenn says, for me, it's understanding that you have to be disciplined all the way around. Being great in one of your life, one area of your life, I'm sure is what he meant. One area of your life and sucking it up in others won't get you there. Faith, family, finances, friends.
And
he says, fitness. right?
The F's.
Five F's on top of forgive, focus, and fly.
Yes. Well, we got eight F's and all combined. That is 800% right there. That's 800% right there.
So I love that. I appreciate you both for jumping in there, chiming in. And those are great things. And I do agree.
Great news, Solutionaries. MXS Solutions, our newest partner, newest sponsor, and newest solution for your digital presence, is excited to be teamed up with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. What does that mean for you? That means that now you can reach out to Fred, you can reach out to Lou, and find out what it takes to take your digital presence to the next level with our incredible friends at MXS Solutions. Let's get ready to go to the next level. Let's brew.
And what you just said is very profound, man, is that it's so true. You said a lot of things that were profound.
A lot, right?
You did, because it's so true. I'm not even going to try, but yet you dropped all kinds of amazing things. And that is why, like Glenn just put in there again, you are 800%, my friend, is that you're always looking. It's really hardest lesson learned. You have a lot of lessons that you've learned. And there were a lot of things, but you actually learned from those lessons. You didn't just get slashed and then just kept doing it. You kept fixing it. Thus is why you're growing. Thus is why you know what growth feels like. This is why you're excited about life, right? Well, and I love that.
I've always joked around with Glenn that I'm going to be his biggest masterpiece instead of masterpiece. It's, dude, for him to be able to turn someone like me around, it's not that I was bad, but it's really great being great. So, and look, I'm y'all get the same credit as everyone else. This is not a one-person situation. He was the architect for this beautiful rising grind society, GMX3, the Solutionaries, and we're all spawned from a lot of these things. And, man, it's so great because y'all are the greatest people on earth. Y'all really are. And it, like, attracted these really great people. Like, who the hell else is waking up at 3 in the morning and busting butt? I'm pretty sure you're a good person. You know what I mean?
You're right. There is a fusion of people pulling together around truth, around discovering the potential that's in each of us. Right. And as we do that, again, Glenn is incredible. You are incredible. Glenn values and cherishes the relationship he has with you because it blesses and it enhances his life and the community that he has as well, just like all of us. And the story that we all pull in together, whether it's the great victories, whether it's the great defeats, when we start to discover more of who it is that we are and the value that we bring, not just to market, but to other valuable people, right? When we get the chance to do that and awaken it and become alive, all of those F's that we get to drop all over the place start to swell up the experience that we call life, this opportunity to make the most of the days that we have, the moments that we have, the relationships that we have. And you, sir, are consistent in not just taking the lessons, because sometimes everybody, let's be real, for those of you listening, watching, whatever the case is, sometimes you didn't get the lesson one time and got it. Sometimes you got to keep getting that lesson, right? You got to keep getting that lesson. What's going on, Kim?
Got to say hello to Kim. Honored. Yes. What's going on, sis? Yeah.
She does.
What a great example of a great person.
Wow. Yeah. Real. One of the best out there, period.
She's another consistent one. That comes in brewing solutions.
Rising grind, my friend.
Because the biggest room in the world, everybody, is the
room for improvement, no doubt.
And we're constantly trying to get better inside of that. And in that, we do have to celebrate the victories, right? Definitely have to make sure that we take those victories and we use them to move them along into new victories, new levels that we can go to, and then determine, hey, we still got more days left. We still got more time left. We still got more in the tank. Let's go. Let's pump it out. Yeah. But I know that there's one more question on this five liner we need to move, and we need to go ahead and drop it.
Oh man, drop it. But I want to say, this is Kim. I'm looking on Facebook, and I know this is Kim saying hi, guys. Hey, Kim Cohen, what's going on, Kimberly? All right.
Drop that fifth question on the five liner.
Oh man, this question is an amazing question also, because you've done a lot of work up to this point. You've grown, you've been able to be a mentor, been mentored. You've been through struggles. We know what your why is. We know how you got in this industry. Started with one car, my friends, before he got in industry, that's his own business, but it started with one car there. That's a big deal, my friends. Everybody listen to that story. Know that it starts with something. You got to begin, right? But let's talk about your greatest reward for all the work that you've done up to this point. I know there's going to be some other rewards and things that you're going to be very excited about in the future, but up to this point, what has been your greatest?
Like we were discussing earlier, when you have people that work for you that are better in their lives, and to watch them just buy houses and for us to be able to do well enough to support St. Jude and the veterans and the coach for kids. And guys, there's people out there that need our help, man. And of course, look, it feeds your soul. Like it's so awesome. So I recommend that. Like that's the greatest reward is making sure that you help others. It's a holding them accountable to a team, making sure your team just pushes enough to support each other. And my greatest reward, look, to the family, our faith, our Lafayette is just such a wonderful place. And
it is
so blessed that my favorite reward is just helping others, man. Like it's seriously,
yeah, man.
Life's been great. And I want to share. Whatever we have to do, let's help each other either one way or the other. So I don't mean that in any other way, that all these things were developed. So what Glenn said earlier, I definitely want to reiterate on that. Get your fitness right. Get everything, get your different facets of life. It's not just one thing, but going through all those things. You start in the morning, start your day, clear your mind, gratitude and goals, get your health in there, eat good, work hard, man. It'll work. And the other thing Danelle Delgado taught me is that we're blessed and we're not stressed, and stress was a choice. Like I used to be very stressed. And when you learn these principles that are being taught, it's like, oh, stress is a choice. You're choosing to be stressed. And it's so many different principles that just completely clears your mind. And knowingly that putting your hands in God and knowingly that everything is going to be okay. Dude, life's awesome. Like no matter what, life is awesome. And teaching that to everyone around you and everybody being so supportive of the universe, man, it's great. But thank y'all for what y'all do and everybody out there, because there's a lot of good people watching this right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there is.
I can't change the world, but I can definitely change what I have in my area. And if we all get together in the different areas of the world will change. It's like a little efforts from all of us, then bam.
Compounds quick, my friend.
The world. Like it's pretty interesting. So, hey, Larry, what's going on, man? That's the greatest reward. Teaching others to help others and watching it fan out. Glenn fanned it, shared it with me, and I'm sharing it with other people. It's I get thanked all the time. Like just that mindset, the devotional in the morning, surrendering this mindset. It's beautiful. So thank you all for helping me with it and everybody else that supports it, because it works.
Bingo, man. That is awesome. That is incredible. Phenomenal, man. Just pouring your heart out. And I love that, dude. And the one thing about you is that you always do. You let people know how it is. I respect that so much. Listen, folks, he's not going to just give you things, but he's going to show you how to get those things. And that's something that's very powerful about what JP does, is he's going to help you get there. And he does that with so many people. That's people that are buying cars from his stores. That's to his employees at his stores. That's to his kids. That's to his wife. It's everyone. He loves on people, man, so much. But he encourages, he has them do the work. He understands what work is. And he says, put the work in and everything that you have faith for will come forth. And I know that, man. And that's who you are. That's why you are going to be going to the places that you're wanting to go. And so many places that you may not even know that you're going, man. And that's what's so special about what's happening right now with you. We got people like Katie Lampier. Hey, love her. She's saying, you guys got me pumped up and motivated, texting our team now to jump on a midday pump up session because of how pumped up she is. How awesome is that? Thanks for always making this an even better industry to be part of. Gonna go drop some F-bombs. That's right. I love that. So, and that's to include, make sure you hit them with the fitness and you hit them with all those things too, Katie, because they need to hear that. It's powerful working on all those things and getting better at it. Oh man, that's so awesome.
Now, as a solutionary at core, our value system is designed to operate with honor. And what I absolutely love is that without fear, with reckless abandon, JP is going to honor, okay? He's going to make sure the honors. And you heard what he said, folks. He honored the Lord by giving him his life, trusting his life in his hands, saying he's got it.
First and foremost.
And inside of that,
give that to him.
Right. Honor him with that.
Give that to him. Go back to work. Work hard. Get your
right.
Mind.
And that's the thing. Yeah. That work hard part, everybody. Yeah. The Lord has put something in your hand. So you honor him with you in his hands, and then you honor what he puts in yours.
That's right.
And you put it to good work, and you do exactly what we were told to do from the very beginning. And I'm not talking any beginning. I'm talking the beginning. Be fruitful and multiply. That's what we were told to do. Be fruitful and multiply. That's the first command given to man. And this Motor City Madman right here has been committed to doing that and is an example to car guys and car gals all throughout the industry. And we are beyond honored to have you in our lives, have you on our show, blessing this microphone, and pouring out all the awesome that you have to everybody in the industry. And we want to let everybody know, in case you're confused, folks, that Jean-Paul Guidry is 100%
CGC approved. That's right. 100% CGC. Let's go. Right. Love that. Oh, man. We appreciate your time, man. We know how busy you are. Yes. Thank you so much. We look forward to visiting you next week and putting some together.
I look forward to it as well.
It's going
to
be a great time. We're going to be there for 3 days. Let's get some pickleball in, bro. I can't wait to get hit with the pickleball right in my chest. Probably right shoulder.
I am going to nail you.
Let's go. I'm excited about it, but
folks, there is something that happens on so many different levels with the right people, especially down in Lafayette. I'm telling you, I feel like we've had some spiritual experiences with the food and also just in the euphoric experience of knocking in 2-a-days inside a pickleball with this solutionary, right? It is fun no matter how you cut it up. And ultimately, that's how you know if you're doing it right. Is if you can do it and have a good time doing it. And Jean-Paul Guidry has a contagious laugh with contagious confidence and ultimately is a humble car guy that we can all learn from. Make sure that you reach out to him. Make sure that you absolutely blow him up. If you received anything inside of your cup today from his brew, make sure that you let him know. Jean-Paul, how do people get a hold of you? And the number one independent pre-owned dealership in the South.
MotorCityLA.com.
There you go.
Work number is 337-232-6969.
And if you're in town, it's 1111 North University, right there in Lafayette. Go check them out.
North University Avenue. That is not by mistake. I don't wake up at 333 for no reason, and I don't have the address of 1111. Because the universe has assigned those things to me.
Yeah, that's right. So it's happened that way. So folks, look those numbers up. Understand those numbers, and you'll see why he's so positive about life. Get after it, my friends. He is a blessed man. You all are all blessed. Don't be stressed. You are blessed.
That's right.
You are loved. No doubt. You are loved beyond love, my friends. Every one of you out there, you know you're loved.
So
be loved and share love. Let's go.
Yes. So with that love, everybody, let's make sure that we do drop F-bombs to make sure that we clear up this show and everybody knows how to keep growing out there, even if you spell it a little different. Let's forgive, focus, and fly.
Go.
On 3, 1, 2, 3.
Forgive. Focus. Fly and keep growing. That's right. Let's go.
Thank you so much for brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We've had an incredible time. I am Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I am Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we are the certified solutionaries brewing solutions with the Motor City Madman himself, the one,
the only, Jean-Paul Guidry.
That's right, everybody. Go have a good time. Encourage and this around. We'll talk to you later. We out.
Let's go.
Let's go.